Hey, Trail Riders, welcome back to the Daily Ride. Today we're going to wrap up this week with the final word. Our scriptures that get us through the Bible in a year are Exodus 9, 1 through 10, and then Exodus 9, 1 through 10, verse 20, Psalm 18, 13 through 19, Proverbs 4, 1 and 2, Matthew 21, 28 through 46. Again, we're going to be talking about the final word. Our scripture focus today is going to come from Psalm 18, 16 through 17. It says, He pulled me from out of the deep waters. He rescued me from my powerful enemy. Once we become Christians, we're involved in a fight against Satan and his forces. God, however, has given us a defense against the enemy, or Satan and his tactics, which consists of six separate pieces of spiritual equipment. First, He has given us the belt of truth, a willingness to let God's truth govern every part of our lives. Second is the breastplate of righteousness, seeing clearly that we are not saved by our own righteousness, but Christ. Third, we must have our feet sandaled or shod with the readiness of the gospel of peace, our determination to stand firmly in the faith. Fourth, we must raise our shields of faith and quick action by which we act upon God's truth and refuse Satan's lies. Fifth, we must put on the helmet of salvation, the glorious hope. One day the Lord will right all wrongs and establish His eternal kingdom here on the earth. And sixth, we must take up the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God, and wield the written scriptures in a way, the same way our Lord did in the wilderness temptations when He faced the devil. Having done all this, it's still possible to be defeated by the enemy, unless you know how to pray in the power of the Spirit. We must pray not only when things are going wrong, but continuously, fervently, powerfully, and perseveringly. Our prayers must catch a light and burst into flame. Against such praying, the principles and powers of the enemy are helpless. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, now that we have seen the resources that are available to us in Christ, we realize that our responsibility to avail ourselves of these resources is greater than ever. Help us to put everything we have learned into action, for You are Your own dear name's sake. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hey guys, for further study on this, look at Psalm 18, 1 through 50. Psalm 65, 6, Habakkuk 3:19, and Isaiah 41:10. And keep these two questions in mind. With what was David armed? 2, have you put on your armor today? God bless you guys. I hope you guys have a great weekend. I hope to see you next week as we begin some more good word, as we travel through God's Word. I hope you'll continually follow me here, and I hope to see you on the next Trail Ride.